You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kel Smith. So today, actually this whole week, we are doing some things differently. Yes, we're going to have a YC episode coming out either tonight or tomorrow. But we are doing a series of interviews with filmmakers at the Atlanta Film Festival who have films premiering and showing there. First off, we'll have a link to the festival and their virtual catalog, all of that stuff in the description below. And second of all, I am excited to share these interviews. These are some incredible films. The festival is showcasing this week. And these filmmakers have some really fun and also some really deep and really educational, informative films at this year's festival. Again, it's, you know, it's the Atlanta Film Festival, so what could you expect? Anyway, I am here to bring you an interview with the doll filmmaker Anali Ismaili, and I hope you enjoy this. It was wonderful to talk to this person, and I hope you all get a chance to see this movie. Again, the link is in the description below of where you can find screeners or screenings for The Doll. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the interview. All right, hello. Welcome back to the Youth Critic Podcast. I am here with the interview for The Doll. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Elahe, and I'm the filmmaker of The Doll in the short documentary competition at Atlanta Film Festival. And I'm so happy of being here.
No problem. Thank you for being on the show. So Eli, I just wanted to start by asking, how did this project come about?
I heard the story of through one of my relatives, and it was so interesting for me because I've seen lots of my friends get married soon, and I've seen like my sister and lots of other friends and relatives. So I was so interested in this subject, and when I heard that it's happening for a 14-year-old girl, so I asked my relative to connect me to the family, and so that I can have a conversation with them and know some details about the story. And yeah, it happened, it went well, and I could make the film.
Okay, awesome. All right, awesome. And then you kind of already went a little bit through this, but how did you find Azal?
You mean how did I find her as a person, or what do I think about her?
Well, right, like how did you find her as a person and for the main subject of this documentary?
I found her exactly how I told you.
Oh, okay.
To one of my relatives. And all right. Yeah, and I had this conversation with her like for hours before the before I decided to make this film, just to know what's going on in her mind and what she's thinking about and why she wanna do this. And so yeah, and kind of we made a bond.
Awesome.
And yeah,
awesome. So for her and her family, how was that bond of opening up these stories about them? Because there is a lot of personal stories, and then there's also just their point of view throughout the documentary of how events happened. So yeah. How did you navigate through all navigate that?
Yeah, they weren't this open that you see in the film now. They weren't this open from the beginning. And during lots of, you know, conversations in front of camera and off record, we had lots of conversation to just, I tried to convince them that this is an important thing to just, you know, dig into this subject. And this is one of the most important issues for teen girls like SL, and you can help them maybe, hopefully, with just, you know, helping me with making this film. And they weren't telling, like, they weren't lying. So all they said was, you know, based on truth, based on what they're thinking, their opinions. So yeah, at the end of the day, they just accepted to be as honest as possible with me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And just to kind of not spoil the story, but the story goes straight into kind of the current COVID-19 pandemic. How was filming that, and how did that affect your production?
We were filming when COVID started in Iran, and we had a few more sessions to just shoot, a few more scenes that I wanted to shoot, but because of COVID I couldn't, but like I could shoot one or two more scenes after COVID, but I couldn't shoot all of them. And the whole post-production went online because of the COVID, because I'm studying in the UK now, and my editors, my sound designer, and my colorist, they all live in Iran, and I couldn't go back to Iran. So yeah, all the post-production happened online, which was quite tricky.
Wow, it does sound tricky.
Yeah.
Wow. And just to kind of check in on things, how are they now? How is that the family now? You know.
Yeah, they're still in the same situation that we finished the film. Still waiting for pandemic to be ended and everything gets back to normal so that they can hold a party for SL, a wedding ceremony, and invite people, but they can't do it at the moment because of the COVID situation in Iran. Yeah, but I think and I hope if the father is postponing her marriage, maybe that's because of the things that had happened during the film. And he wanted to, you know, have more time just to think, you know, deeper, just to consider different aspects as well. Yeah, I think maybe one of the reasons that they keep postponing this marriage is maybe he needs more time to make this decision.
Right, or even let her mature more, because that's another aspect mm-hmm. of the story is, you know, seeing her grow. It's just to see her, you know, still she wants to do this, but she's still an adolescent. She's still in a girl's mind, not necessarily. Yeah. So that's an interesting way of putting it. And again, that was one of the most interesting aspects of the movie, is seeing everyone not everyone being for it for those reasons. So mm-hmm. that's interesting. So to cut short, but Where is the doll's life in the festival circuit and in getting distribution? And are you getting distribution for it, or is there already a distributor? That kind of stuff.
To be honest, I made it as my like it's my first film, and I made it completely independent. I paid all the production post-production thing with my own saving. And I asked my husband to do the distribution. He's an engineer, a totally different thing. But I asked her to help me in distributing the film, and he kindly accepted, and we did it together. And yeah, the film is gonna have its world premiere at the Hot Dog Screen Festival on 29th of April. And then from 30th of April, would be screened at Atlanta Film Festival, and three more in the next months, three more Oscar qualifying festivals in the next months, which is so good. Yeah, I think he would stay in this field. He should.
Awesome. This is great. Thank you so much for doing this interview with me. It is a really, really good movie. Thank you so much. And do you have any social media you want to plug in, either for the doll or for people to find you particularly?
Yeah, I've got my personal account on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and I'd be super, super, super happy if people come to me with their opinions, their idea, their feedbacks, negative and positive. Yeah, I'd be appreciated if I hear them and about their feelings, their thoughts. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ali. And then thank you. Thank you. Thanks everyone for listening. And we'll be back for the next coverage on the Atlanta Film Festival.